Hello, welcome to the English program. Well, you'd think with all the what's happening with Libya, and then we had all the everything that was happening with Egypt, you'd think that the Foreign Office is pretty busy and is sort of too busy to focus on anything else. No, not the case at all, because recently, and this was yesterday, this press release here, the UK-US alliance, looking at the alliance for the future. So this was published by the Foreign and Commonwealth Office website yesterday. So it shows that they are looking at many different things. I'm going to read this now. The UK-US alliance has the strength of ideas and values to thrive in the 21st century. Ambassador Nigel Sheinwald said, who is in Fulton in Missouri, while marking the 65th anniversary of Winston Churchill's seminal address at Westminster College. "The world," he said, "has changed greatly since Churchill's famous speech in 1946, widely remembered for his reference to the Iron Curtain, but the ambassador paid tribute to certain constants of international relations when Churchill would recognize and embrace today. Values and alliances. The rise of emerging powers as one of one such transformation of international relations that Churchill wouldn't recognize. But while it may be tempting to assume that the ideas of Churchill articulated end with the Cold War, the ambassador urged, or argued, that I'm trying to paraphrase this, perhaps not very well. Argued that now more than ever we need to assume his passion for the values that unite the UK and US. We must be as energetic as Churchill was in making the case for shared rules and liberal principles. That does not mean expecting the emerging powers simply to cleave to our ways of doing things. That would be naive." I'm speaking for myself here. I think the problem with emerging powers is most of the emerging powers do not have any morality. That's my view of it. They have appalling human rights records. They abuse their own citizens. And how can we respect these countries as possible superpowers of the future when they have such appalling human rights standards? What happened at the Beijing Olympics with all the acrobats and everything only happened because they do not have labor laws in that part of the world. You can make your workers work for 12 hours a day without a break, and if not, they go to jail. That's what happens in some of these places. And I think because of that, we have to be very, very careful when we're cozying up to some of these people. Hence the Libya problem that we have now, which only 4 weeks ago we were exporting arms to Libya. So you have to be very, very careful. But I accept the idea here in principle of this speech, and you can read the full article by going to the Foreign and Commonwealth Office page. Foreign and Commonwealth Office, the website, fco.gov.uk. This is the English programme.